That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. You're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
Seeing treatment.
Thank you, cut the track.
We can all admit, he announced us, it sounded like he didn't care if we lived or died. I was like, okay, he hates our work.
And guess what? That makes us attracted to you. Find me after the show.
We're in a throuple now. No offense.
God, I want to have sets. I want to have sets with that man.
Oh my God! At this point,
I don't feel good about what's going on already.
I can't hear a single word you're saying.
I can't hear a single word I'm saying.
And I say that with so much love in my heart, and has nothing to do with the equipment or the tech. It's just all going on up here.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Wait, did we all noticed elephant in the room? Like, not only did I bring my phone on stage, but I also dropped it the second I walked out. I was like, "Hey, bitch!" And then I did what no girl wants to do on stage, which is bend over. There's no good way to do it, especially in a wrap dress. Especially in a wrap dress, we know.
I have a condition where sometimes I don't know if something's a wrap dress or not. You laugh, but it's affected my life.
Yeah. I'm almost like sad. I know this is how a show works, but like I can't see y'all and it's hard for me.
I'm having the opposite experience where I feel like I could see every single person and it's like stressing me out. Like,
yeah.
Literally, I see you. Okay, that was weird for both of us. You hated it. So that's how I have times 100.
I'm having a relationship to lights where I'm thinking they're too bright.
I'm having a relationship to how I am because I have to come clean. I had 1.5 Rockstar energy drinks.
Shout out. He's been overserved, bartender. He's been overserved.
So yeah, I relapse. I'm checking myself in.
Wait, but also, it's hard for me a little bit to hear you.
Wait, really?
Is it hard for you to hear me a little bit?
It isn't, no.
Maybe
is it hard for you guys to hear? Okay.
Cool, so everyone thinks women are crazy. And that's fine, and I'll never change. I'll never change. We have to talk about it. Your hat. There would be no way. No, you didn't. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look at this. I want this. It's amazing.
I've never seen.
You're my blood relative. I love you. I love you. Sit down, though. Ultimately. Sit down.
I've never.
What's your name?
Emma. I have never seen the earrings of a book.
Until now, and that's what tonight's about. Oh, I saw they were doing pizzas out there. Is that good? It looks amazing. I was going absolutely wild.
Actually, I have to ask what you meant by that, because earlier...
Which part?
Well, I'm going to say, earlier...
That was... We all heard that tone. Someone's not looking at me. They're looking at their friend. That's... Look at me. Okay. Someone was looking at their friend instead of me during my podcast live show.
Okay. But even you saying that, I'm like, I want to look at their friend.
Which friend were you looking at?
Where's the friend?
It was that row, no offense. They look stunning. They look stunning. Everyone here looks really hot tonight and charming.
Wait, okay.
Okay, so what? Because you're...
Earlier.
Can I look at you, though? Can I look at you? Let this go.
I can't.
We don't need, this isn't what tonight's about. Okay, it's not that kind of program.
Someone's clearly never had 1.5 Rockstar. what I always have to say whenever I mention Rockstar Energy Drink, which is served here, Run Don't Walk, is when they made that drink, mm-hmm. when the man or woman,
thank you,
was naming that drink. Like, what was that? He must have literally been like, what is the most humiliated we could make someone feel ordering this? Can you imagine the shame?
Yeah.
To walk in, to blow into your own podcast show and be like, I'll have one glass of Rockstar energy drink.
You know, a really
and leave it and leave it open. I left it open. I left the tab open knowing the only thing I can drink at the bar safely is Rockstar energy drink. It's open still. Everyone went on my tab.
Yeah, everyone get a Rockstar on Pat.
I'm just kidding. Don't let them do that, whoever's.
Yeah. Wait, you know what's crazy about right now? You're sitting on my phone. But no one would know. No one would have known.
Wait, this is.
I don't know where to put it. It's like we should have had a stool for my phone. Oh, there is kind of one.
There should have been a stool.
I'm going to go put her on her throne.
Okay, cool.
I'll be right back.
I'll explain what I was talking about earlier, because we've been here for 6 hours.
Yeah, we've been here since 6 a.m.
By
which I mean, of course, 6 p.m.
And for me, 6:46 a.m. P.M. And I said to Catherine and to our gorgeous producer, Allison, I said, you know, have you guys eaten dinner yet? Mm-hmm. And Catherine said something to me
Should we reenact it?
Yeah, okay.
We'll do it. We're going to do a quick play.
Okay.
So, curtain. I just watched Fosse Verdon, so I'm very, like, thinking very theatrical. So, curtain.
I was sitting, and we're having an experience of knowing we have to do a podcast show in basically 2 hours, so we want to talk, but we also don't want to waste words. So, finally, have you guys had dinner yet?
I don't know. Like, I've been kind of doing the crudité thing.
Yeah.
And there's hummus here. I don't trust hummus lately.
So I'm going to play both. This is something that happens in improv sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be playing both myself and Allison. Okay, so you say that. Okay, so do you guys eat dinner yet?
I don't know. I've kind of been doing the veggie tray.
I can order you guys something if you want to have ordered something. No, I literally just
maybe meant, that might be good.
Maybe, but I literally just meant like between the two shows.
Oh, but they're doing pizzas out there.
That's what I didn't understand what you meant by that. Catherine pointed to a wall and said, "A man's making pizza out there." And I didn't know what you meant, but I just
pretended. Now you, I mean, she lived to tell the tale. I'm right.
Who?
Girl walks into a bar with a pizza. Hilarious joke.
But what, is he inside this building?
Yeah, in the front space.
Cool.
And, you know, it's something I've noticed about this venue before is that, like, you never know when. You never know when. But every now and then there is food truck vibes in the left side of the room.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's all I was saying. And we don't have to be like, did I think we'd be talking about it? Who didn't come? Who didn't come to the show? You know what I mean?
No, you guys bought 4 seats next to each other.
Oh... I feel like when you choose that, it's like, that's a choice. And they probably thought that there's no way we'll have to talk to them. I think they're journalists writing an article on how people can be so beautiful at the same time.
So I had a harrowing experience getting dressed for the show.
Who didn't?
On my.
Who among us can say that their clothes are working for them right now?
Whoever can say that does not belong here.
Yeah. This show is not for them. Now would be an amazing time to leave.
What are you poking your friend for?
Did you learn nothing from over here?
You look amazing. You look amazing. You look amazing.
Yeah, it's true. Don't lie to me.
Someone always taught me don't answer a compliment with a compliment because it feels disingenuous.
Oh.
Someone always taught me that.
Who taught you that?
Who did teach
Let's
me that?
Let's think about pot. We're going to hold for just a few minutes.
Okay.
Three hours later, really.
I remember where I was.
Talk to me.
And it's going to be shocking.
Pee me a pee. Paint me a pic.
I was in my 20s. I was at the Irish bar on 23rd mm-hmm. and 7th. No, 23rd and 6th called McManus.
Mm-hmm. Where we first locked eyes.
Oh, yeah. That is where we met, actually.
Yeah, where we locked eyes.
Someone told me, don't answer a compliment with a compliment because it feels disingenuous.
It's good advice. Wow. Like looking in a mirror.
Wait. So I meant to pick up laundry like today. Didn't happen. Because I'm for no reason in 2021 watching Everyone Say It With Me season one of True Detective for the first time. But don't you feel like, okay, this is how I feel about True Detective season one. When you're writing that show, I feel like it affects the plot so much, specifically how Matthew McConaughey's body is, that it makes me wonder, did they write that into the script? Because it's not his classic. It's leaner, but then bigger triceps. That affects the whole show.
The only thing I remember from season one True Detective is the girl with gorgeous breasts.
Oh, yeah.
And as a girl who loves gorgeous breasts, I was like, that girl's doing amazing work.
That episode of True Detective would have been so comforting to me in middle school because I was attracted to those breasts, and I would have been like, maybe it'll be okay. But
we were all thinking it. What are y'all talking about? Wait, too many people.
Wait, what are you saying?
Okay, ultimate randomista.
But they are in an infinity pool in that image.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an ocean. Nature is infinity pool.
What came first, the chicken or the infinity pool?
Never mind. I'm going to actually stop with the infinity pool jokes for
enough jokes. Tonight has been so crazy, and we need to start the show eventually.
Wait, that's why I always lament that I didn't have enough money for a rehab, because and when I'm rich, I do want to relapse, so I have to go to a nice rehab, because that's when I'll finally get to swim in an infinity
pool. Yes.
Anyways, not a single shirt fit me that I had in my apartment. So I did the classic thing where I put everything on, ask my same-sex sexual partner if it looked good. He said, sure. Mm-hmm. And I said, why don't you just stop lying and let me be frustrated?
Yeah.
And so finally we settled on something. And this was really when it was like...
I think what I'm realizing is that it's not that I can't hear you, it's that I'm hot.
Oh.
Is anyone else connecting with that?
You guys can hear me.
No, I
and
can hear him.
Do you feel, temperature-wise, do you feel hot? Some yes, some no.
Okay, that's cool. I'm freezing because bird bones, but go on.
No, I hate this whole story.
No, I'm loving it.
I was putting my shoes on, these white shoes that are, yes, Everlane, so I only wear them for incredibly, like, special events. And as I said I was wearing those, I put on black New Balance socks, and my boyfriend said, you're wearing them with... I was like, I'm wearing my white shoes, and he said... With black socks.
Wow.
Like, that's not a thing. The famous thing about socks is they can be any color. Because
have to say, not to be this girl, not to be Debbie's advocate, but I agree. A white sock, it might be standard.
But maybe if I was wearing shorts and they were knees, I mean, these are anklets.
Yeah.
That's,
you know what the craziest part of this all?
What?
I'm wearing black socks under these. And that no one would have known that. And that's why you come to a live podcast, to learn the kind of fun facts about how artists work. Like, what is she wearing under her white goggles?
What was I going to say? This is the show, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, should we do the
show? We should start.
That's what I'm asking. Like, is this how we started?
I feel like we should start the show. Like, hey.
Because Catherine's kind of the business bitch, so she kind of handles
if
it's the show or not. Whereas I am just here to talk about my socks and infinity pools.
Yeah, he's a free spirit, and I'm like, I'm a corporate whore.
Who here, I want to hear people scream, shout, slobber at the mouth. Who here watched Big Shot with Bethany? Oh my God, that's more. If you don't follow Maloxi on Instagram, you're not in New York. You're not from New York.
I couldn't watch that.
You know, Catherine tried, she couldn't do it.
I started, and it was too much of her on a balcony. She kept being on a balcony again and again.
For me, there's no such thing as too much.
Tireless balcony moments. Anyways, hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm good.
My experience getting dressed was that, as we know, my body has kind of changed in its own beautiful, special way lately, and I can only wear wrap dresses, and so I had two options, and I went with, like, kind of the holiday option, which I thought was fun. This truly is from, like, a holiday collection. I was like, maybe no one will know, but... That being said, bitch, you know you can't keep a single thought to yourself, so they'll probably find out. How are y'all feeling? Thank you for coming. I mean, it feels like just yesterday.
Did someone take a plane here?
Oh my God.
I was wondering.
Oh,
saw
my God, welcome.
Instagram. Emma. You took a point.
Emma.
Thank you.
Literally, how could I forget? You're one in a million.
Thank you for taking a plane.
Thank
here.
You for taking a plane towards. If you guys didn't take a plane, just get out. You don't really. The only person in New York who cares about us is Emma. You were telling a story about the seats.
No, they were just saying, no one's here, we want these. And then you said, these people don't want that.
And I thought, maybe I'll bring them up again. Don't be mad at us. Look how many tables. You don't normally see that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you know what's so funny? So famously, I had shelves hung in my bedroom.
Yes.
And they look incredible. And I posted a picture of them on Instagram. My friend Dev hung them, shout out. And someone responded, that's so cool. Most people wouldn't do that.
Wait, put shelves up?
They were like, it's an interesting use of space. That's so cool. Most people wouldn't do that. And I was like, hang shelves in their bedroom?
I mean, you could say most people wouldn't do this. Just because everyone's different and the human experience, everyone's is unique. That's
really
so
beautiful.
Crazy to just choose something and say most people wouldn't do it.
Cool shelves. Keep in mind someone I, of course, have never met in person.
That's a botanist, if you will.
Yeah,
it's
it was very
culture.
Botanist vibes. That's really cool. And it wasn't a dig. I wasn't being online bullied for once. It was just someone saying, most people wouldn't. But you, girl, you did. And that's why I'm partnering with MasterCard this Pride to give y'all a discount at Home Depot and Lowe's participating locations.
What was I going to say? Can you guys tell I feel uncomfortable?
What?
Then you're not connected with me.
Then get on this level.
Get on my level.
We both
level
agree before
girls.
The show we felt crazy in our own special ways.
Yes.
Someone's coming right now, which I'm obsessed with.
Hey.
In my mind, it's 10 o'clock, but how are you? Don't be shy about coming in late.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Okay. That's okay. It would be weird if you did. Okay, should we bring up, like, our letter for help, or is what?
Yeah, if you want. We have, so what we've done tonight is something no one's ever done before, and we actually have asked y'all to text us questions, and we saved some questions that we liked, and we're going to invite some of those individuals to come up.
No one's ever brought text to the stage. You don't
and
see
so,
that on Broadway.
I'm gonna get my girl.
Get your girl.
I'm gonna pick her up from school. I'm
the
a single
fifth
mother.
The lady of our show is, of course, your girl.
I'm a single mother, and this is my daughter. Okay, we're gonna start out. We're just gonna invite. I love this name. We're gonna invite Kenzie to share her question. Oh my God, front row.
Are you okay. Oh my God.
Okay. So I think come up here. Yeah.
I almost.
So while Kenzie
like,
makes her way to the stage, we're right. gonna kind of. Is this spotlight vibes enough?
I'm almost hoping. Like I do feel like. I do hope the next one, and I'm so glad Kenzie's coming now. I do hope the next one's from this group, because this group is not so
you
sure
about us.
You
haven't been at the show.
Yeah, they haven't. They just got here.
Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for submitting a question. I love your blouse.
Thank you. Good luck.
Hi, Kenzie. I'm so glad you're coming up to the
stage. I was going to wonder, are we going to kind of like do like an... Should we all like get a coffee before we talk about the question? Or like... Okay, so this is actually going to be your throne. And what are these things called?
But Catherine, you need to move your you need to move that back.
I've been watching Fosse Verdon. Do you know what that is?
I do know what that is.
Oh,
but
I'm impressed.
Watched it.
Oh my
I
God.
Need you to move your.
Maybe it's my taffeta holiday gown, but I am sweating. I know what you're thinking. Move the fox back.
Move that back. I had 1.5 Rockstar.
No, I know, but you are furious at me for the third time today, and y'all will never know the first two reasons why. But
okay.
Wait. Okay. Again, it's like at this point. She'll be safe. Okay, Kenzie, please, what is your letter for help?
How do you work this
way? You know what? I'm not a woman into...
Okay. So basically...
Let me see if I can help. After all...
He
after
is
all,
a man.
After all, I'm male-identifying.
This... Oh, having y'all miss live performance. That was really good.
Thanks.
So basically my letter for help is I'm sitting here waiting for you guys to come on stage.
Okay.
I'm talking to this guy.
Okay.
And he texts me and he says...
I'm scared.
Me too.
Okay.
And he texts me and he says, I'm at a friend's place right now in Brooklyn. Would you like to come hook up at my friend's place? He doesn't mind.
Okay, hot.
Okay, so we have to talk about... Oh, I have to say...
So he has friends?
Yeah.
I, as of right now, what the score is right now for me is that I'm not mad at him yet. As someone who, I just was telling a story one time when I was using drugs and alcohol to numb myself out, right?
My favorite activity.
I was going out with my one friend who I met by Yes, coaching him in improv, who was a hot young gay who didn't know I was getting sober. So I could go places with him, do drugs with him, and even drink
alcohol. What a good friend.
And so I didn't have an apartment, but he did. And so I slept on his futon one time, and I invited a European man. And we, this is, I'm realizing now this is like my big confession of like the worst thing I've ever done. Anyways, I have like not sex with this European.
Everything but?
Everything but, yeah.
We're talking oral.
What in the fan?
My friend did oral with a European man.
And the European man, I don't remember how it ended, but what I do remember is that I was in a panic. I was coming down that like, the young gay was going to be mad that I brought a European man to his apartment, and I somehow indicated I wanted him to leave, and then I kept getting these messages from him being like, "It's, I'm not. This is not okay." He kept saying, "It's so cold. It's so cold. Let me back in." And I said, "Go away." It wasn't cool. Don't do that. Learn from my mistakes.
So that's our answer. Thank you so much. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. First of all, we have a stool.
My point is, sometimes you hook up with someone at your friend's house.
I have some questions for both of you, but we'll get to that later. So first of all, did he say the word hookup?
Yes, he did use the word hookup because
this might be annoying, but can you read the text?
I don't have my phone on me.
Okay, she's lying to me. She doesn't want to read it. So. If someone says, "Do you want to hook up?" I'm like, I don't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so what did
exactly.
You say?
I said back. I said, "I'm at a show right now."
No, we're not there yet.
Okay.
Wait.
So what do you mean?
Wait, hold my hand.
Yeah.
So he did say, "Do you want to come to my friend's house and hook up with me?"
Yes.
So the friend is there, but he doesn't care.
No, the friend does not care, and he made that very clear.
But the friend is there.
The friend is there.
I have a crush on
the friend. So the friend can like, be in the common room. I'm in college because I said common room. So the friend is going to be in the common room. And
exactly.
You're going to be in the bedroom. And you're going to show up.
Yes.
Wait.
Looking gorgeous.
I have to, even though I'm not in the handhold.
It's literally girl time.
I have a question. How old are you and you don't have to answer?
I am 21.
That was hard to hear.
That...
So thank you so much. So that was Kenzie.
No, stop.
Thank you so much. Seriously, keep up the good work.
So that to me now I'm like in this place. So when you're 21.
So you were just born.
Exactly.
The umbilical cord was cut moments before she entered. So how long have you been seeing this Gar?
Never met him.
Oh.
Okay, we're at a sports. We were just, when she said that, we were at a sports game.
This is sports to us.
Kenzie.
This is sports.
Kenzie, you're at this point playing sports on stage.
And I'm losing, basically.
No, wait.
That was hard to hear as well.
Yeah. So.
Wait, what'd she say?
I said that was hard to hear as well. That,
what?
That she's never met him.
Oh, for me, I almost like had a, for me, I almost had a feeling of that.
Okay. But did it have something to do with your experience?
And I had a feeling he was European.
What level? Is he really hot?
Sure.
Okay, I guess the main question is, do you want to have sex tonight?
Yeah, I want to have sex tonight.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Now we have some people.
There was actually
some people are doing Jerry Springer, which I'm not comfortable with. Like, someone was like, ooh, 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 ooh.
There was, yeah, there was hockey vibes.
Did they still make? I actually had an argument with my boyfriend at the gym today about if they make Jerry Springer still.
Well, do they?
I don't know. There's no way to find out.
You know what I had an argument with my boyfriend about? I got randomly, and I say this with so much love, I got so mad watching the Billie Eilish doc because I was really drunk and she kept being like, I don't want to write songs. And I was like, writing songs is amazing, bitch. And he was like, you're having a really strong reaction to this. And he kept bringing it up.
Oh, okay.
You don't seem to care.
Wait, Billie Eilish doesn't want to write songs? That's what the doc was about?
She was like, I only watched the beginning and she was really tired. And she's like, I'm sick of this.
Yeah, I think she shouldn't. But I don't think anyone should have to write songs.
But she's a pop star.
I guess.
Anyways, what do you think at this point?
Wait,
So basically,
right, first of all, are you mad at us?
No, I'm not mad at you. Okay. I'm not mad at you. But my letter for help is basically, should I go have sex with him or should I like...
She's like, it's obvious you guys didn't understand the question. I don't know.
I still need more information. So you're 21. Is he 21 too? And where did you, like, even though you haven't met, where did you, where kind of in
is
the...
Is it app?
Where in the digital space did you meet?
How old is he?
Tinder, 22.
Okay.
That's literally perfect.
Has a job,
you.
Which is awesome.
Literally, he's perfect for you.
My thing with him being like, I'm in Brooklyn, you're in Brooklyn, is that people don't understand how big it is.
That makes me think he's not from here.
Yeah.
Well, he's not because he's staying at his friend's. Now we're learning.
Oh, wow. I have a magnifying glass. I'm like, he's staying at his friend's.
I'm on True Detective.
I'm being kombucha girl.
There's no.
I want to have her on the pod. I love her.
She does some videos with Trixie Mattel. She's like in the mix. Kombucha Girl's in the mix. She's owning her stardom. She's doing videos with Trixie.
Yeah.
That is the answer to your question.
I'm curious, like, what are you thinking? Because I'm like, no.
To me, I have nowhere even close to enough information. So you met on Tinder, and it was a back and forth for a bit.
Back and forth.
How long?
Maybe like a week now.
Oh.
And do you like his pictures of him?
Pictures of him on my phone, sexting, full thing.
Oh, yes. Why? Yeah. You need to drop the mic and run not off.
Because you're going to have sex tonight.
Right? And conveniently, it's happening right next door in Brooklyn.
Yeah. So you're going to leave the show through stage left, and we're going to call an Uber for you.
We're going to have someone, hey, will you Trish, just text, can you walk her? Thank you.
Will you just text, like, your friend where you're going so we know you're safe?
Sure,
and
yeah.
And also...
Is anyone else worried, or am I being mom?
Okay.
My girls in the front, my girls with a picture are worried.
Oh, okay. Was I being bad?
Like, am I not fun anymore?
Those girls obviously think I'm bad.
Am I not fun anymore?
We're just trying to teach a 21-year-old if she should hook up or not.
Okay, I think we have your answer.
Right, thank you.
Everyone give it up for Kenzie. Wow. I can't believe we both have PhDs in psychology.
Wait, now
the kind where you can give medicine to people.
Now I don't want her to go.
I know, I miss her.
Kenzie, don't. Kenzie, can you look at me and tell me you hear me? I don't want you to go anymore. Okay. You all heard that?
The craziest part is she's going to be right there. Oh, my God. It just reminds me of my friend who dated this guy who then moved next door to her. It's kind of like we were up here and all of a sudden. What's going on with this side? I want y'all to know when I'm at the Bell House, I say this. Side people, you mean just as much to me as middle people. And I'll never forget you. How are you feeling?
I'm wondering if Kenzie and Emma know each other. No, we're connected over the hat. Oh, cool. Okay,
yeah, it brings people together.
What was I going to say? Oh, there was something so interesting I had to share. It was the moment we were talking to Kenzie. I didn't want to sidetrack us because we were being so focused.
Yeah, we were so focused.
I don't remember. I might never remember. Okay, let's do another letter. Or you want to, like, decompress? Or, like, how was that experience for you?
No, I just feel like...
Can I ask, what did that bring up for you?
Yeah, I feel like, for me, the Billie Eilish thing, I didn't feel held. I didn't feel like you held space for me.
I did. For one, you had to understand where I'm coming from. I didn't even know there was a Billie Eilish doc.
Yeah.
So I'm processing. It's all hitting me at once, right? And now I'm supposed to say, do I think this young girl should be forced to write songs?
No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. Keep in mind, this was the first day I had my foster puppy, so I was really tired. I'm such a good person.
You know, maybe Billie Eilish will be like Julia Stiles, who said, I'm done. I don't want to act anymore. No one knows who Julia Stiles here is.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. She's this. Yeah. For those at home, I just did the Save the Last Dance move. Can y'all tell? I went to a dance workout class today, and I have to share that I was one of two people in the class last time I went, and it was so humiliating. Of course, the other girl, she's probably here tonight. The other girl, stunning. She had matching athleisure in the color I can never wear, which is skin color. She looked incredible. Imagine wearing matching skin color athleisure. She looked gorgeous. And then I came in, you know, old T-shirt, Nike running shorts, and I'm like.
I always wanted to get Darren's dance moves growing up. 90s kids will get it. Okay, there's one 90s kids here. Everyone else is...
Wait, raise your hand if you're Gen Z.
Okay.
Thank God.
Some people are lying.
You got to keep us close. You got to keep us close. Because Gen Z's a state of mind, and I'm part of it. Time for another letter, Pat?
Yeah, let's do another letter.
Okay, how are y'all feeling? If you take pics of the show, just make sure I look really good and tag me.
Every time I mentioned earlier how I could see every single person, the whites of their eyes from the stage. Uh-huh. And so it's like when I see someone who for 1 second stops smiling, I'm like... I'm like, you're obviously not into this. Go.
Yeah. Go. Wow, I just caught one.
That's like every... Wait, what?
I just caught one.
Yeah.
It was right.
I mean, I'll just say there's five people. I'm not going to say who. There's five people who I've spotted a couple times doing this. There's five of you, and I'm going to introduce you all to each other after the show.
You know what I'm feeling is like, this is so crazy to say, because in a space, I'm like, this is really in the way.
Yeah, you're having a... Yeah, you brought too much here.
Yeah, this is yours.
No, actually, that's mine.
I know.
Yeah. Why does it feel so... This reminds me of when I was a waiter for 3 days, and I was like, how do you put cups down?
If you missed your chance at a summer fling, why not make it a freaky fall? Get your freak on for once. If you're interested in exploring things like threesomes, toy play, or edging, a classic, but not sure where to start, Dipsy Stories can help you explore all those desires.
Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories, and now they even have brand new written stories. Ooh, I literally love that. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life anytime, anywhere.
Close your eyes and let yourself get lost in a world where only good things happen and pleasure is your only priority. Explore your fantasies in a safe, shame-free way. There are hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release new content every week, so there's always more to explore. And they also have wellness sessions to help you wind down and explore, and sleep sessions to help you drift off. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/seek treatment. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/seek treatment. dipsystories.com/seek treatment. As far as fashion goes, it doesn't take very long until everything old becomes new again. Girlfriend Collective takes that literally. They turn plastic bottles and other wastes that would end up in a landfill into something new to wear. I love that.
Girlfriend Collective is sustainable, ethically made activewear for everyone. They make cute and comfortable bras, leggings, shorts, tanks, tees, and more. And their sizing is inclusive, ranging from extra, extra small to 6XL. So whether you're working out, running errands, or doing nothing at all, Girlfriend Collective has functional fabrics, colors, and styles for any activity.
Their best-selling leggings are squat proof, come with pockets, and have different levels of support, whether you need compression or softness. Join the collective today and feel good about what you buy and comfortable in what you wear. For listeners of the show, Girlfriend Collective is offering $25 off your purchase of $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/seek treatment. That's $25 off $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/seek treatment. girlfriend.com/seek treatment.
So our next letter for help is going to be...
I cannot wait to meet the new person.
I know.
You know what I feel like right now? And again, Gen Z won't get it. When someone gets kicked off the real world for violence and they bring in a new roommate and the roommates are sitting around being like, I wonder who we're going to get.
Your next letter for help is going to go ahead and be Diego.
Okay.
Well, Diego makes their way to the stage. And once again, thank you guys for being so game to do letters for help. The chandeliers are on. They're shining for you. They're shining bright for you. Oh, you're looking stunning. Welcome. Hug. So nice to meet you.
Hi.
Thank you for doing letter. Okay. How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for being here.
Okay. So...
Diego, where were you sitting? Where are you sitting?
Sorry?
Where were you sitting? It's important to me where you were sitting.
Where was he sitting? Back there next to my
cool.
friend?
Hi, I don't feel like cool.
She really likes being in the spotlight, so.
Yeah.
tell the people over there we're cool.
We need to know where we're losing you to after this, I think. Okay, so would you be willing to share your letter for help?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But if he was like, no, and we're like, okay, well, now you are our third co-host, and we'll just move on with the show.
Can we just chat for a bit? So my letter for help is I've been dating my best friend's, right over there, roommate for a bit.
Oh!
I know, scandalous, was, right?
That reveal. Yeah. That wow. was artfully done. I've been dating my best friend's roommate.
Wow.
That okay. was beautiful.
I'm getting a visual.
You had the best
I know
friend.
What your roommate looks like. No. From looking at the best friend.
Okay. So she's been out of town for like a month now for work, and she's coming back soon.
The roommate or the best friend?
My partner.
Okay.
Yeah, my best
are
friend
you official?
Is right there. Yeah, we are.
Okay.
So basically, I've been feeling a bit pressured into, you know, stepping up the relationship after a bit. So basically, my question is, how the fuck do I chill down for a bit?
Oh, if we knew, honey.
Chill down. Wait,
we're obviously confused.
Okay, so
me too.
The partners, okay. Your partner is out of town.
Yes.
And
are you worried? What is
the best friend, and I hate to say this.
Does it have nothing to do
not
with
that involved in this?
Yeah,
in
it doesn't really have anything to do with this person.
You're, sorry. Yeah. If I was editing, I would actually take. I would say we could lose this character.
Yeah.
But I
scrap
wouldn't.
It.
But I wouldn't because you're fucking fabulous.
You know what I learned when I worked at a restaurant? 86. 86. Wait, that's actually not what that means. It means we're out of something, right?
No, yeah.
I was bad at my job.
Wait, okay, I'm sorry. So you're dating your best friend's roommate. The roommate, separate from who she lives with, is going out of is out of town.
Yeah, she's been out of town
how
for like a
how long have
you
been together? Have you been seeing her?
Like 3 months total.
Okay. So it's not nothing.
That's not nothing.
And she's going out of town for how long?
Sorry?
How long is she going out of town?
A month. Now.
And why?
For work.
For play. For work.
So what is? So can I ask like what her job? Can I ask what her job is?
She works in theater, and she went out for a theater festival in South Carolina.
Okay, oh. This is coming together. Had you have you been exclusive up to this point?
Yeah, for like 2 months now, I guess.
You've been monog.
Yeah.
Okay.
And have you had a talk with her about what you want?
Yeah, we talk a bit.
Well, what do you want?
I guess I'm figuring that out, and that's where my question comes from.
Totally. Wait, so in this time that she's away for theater, you're trying to figure out, like, do I want to be monogamous still, or actually do I want to hook up with other people?
I'm very open to being open, but I'm also happy being monogamous.
Are you're open squared.
Yeah, and I think she's more into being exclusive, so I'm fine with that.
Okay, well, so you don't know what you want.
No,
I do not. I thought I made that clear already. I do not.
Yes. No, yes. But you, I feel like... Okay, so what you're dealing with now is being like, I'm horny?
I think it's more about the expectations within the relationship.
I see. Like, what expectations?
Like, what's it going to be like being apart for a month?
No, she's been apart. We've been apart for a month already. She's coming back.
Oh.
And that's what I'm a bit scared about. Like, you know, the expectations of scaling things up or not. And, I don't know, pressure.
Oh, okay.
This really is
a saga.
This reminds me of, this definitely reminds me of Summer House, the TV show. And basically in Summer House, there's a girl called Lindsay who has really high expectations for her partner, Steven. And Steven tries to put together a birthday dinner for Lindsay. And there's so much anticipation around the dinner that she hates it for no reason. And she says, this isn't a good birthday dinner. Leave the house. Leave the summer house. And he does. And he does. And then he has to quarantine again to come back in when they get back together. And spoiler alert. So my point is, and next slide...
You got me. I was like, oh my God, what? I was like, what did I plan?
And so my point is, sometimes I just think expectations really, you know, I've heard a phrase that expectations are just pre-planned resentments.
Okay. Why is this person in
Jerry,
America?
Jerry. So I think just take it by when she gets home, I think be like, hey, how's your trip?
Yeah.
And
or release. Even like, how was it?
How was it? I think how's your trip? I think how's your trip? How was it? How was it? Can read almost. How was it?
Someone hasn't been in a writer's room.
I think how's your trip is the way to go. Okay. And then I think
I'll sign off on that.
I think releasing all expectations outside of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my advice is going to be like, if you aren't absolutely addicted and dying without her, maybe don't be monog.
Oh my God.
Is that
wrong? Be monog, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. This should.
What do y'all think?
I almost am like, should the roommate come up?
Can the roommate come up?
No. Okay.
Roommate.
But actually, I just realized that actually this is, the character's name is best friend and the partner's name is roommate in this.
Oh, right.
Canonically.
What is my name in this then?
Diego.
That works.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Hi.
Genevieve. Give it up for Genevieve.
Hi.
Wait. Thank are you mad at, that we made you come up?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so what the hell do you think of what's going on?
Catherine, you keep being like so much closer to them than me.
I'm like having a conversation with them.
Sorry, what do you guys think?
Genevieve, what's your read?
Okay, so what I think is that it's... So the other part of the story is that Diego has always... No!
Jerry!
No, I promise it's not that dramatic. Is that Diego in past relationships has always been like obsessively into the people that they've been dating.
Okay.
No, which Diego's... might not always be healthy.
She's right.
Either. And so the question is like, what's the line between like, am I just not obsessed with this person or do I not necessarily want to stay with this person long term? Like, where does that line lie? And so they're coming back. It's 3 months. Like 3 months is like kind of like... enough time to like make some sort of
but business. 1 month she was off doing theater.
Exactly. So then what happens now?
And that's why theater ruins lives. Because you can't tell within 3 months if you want to get married to someone. Because for 1 month, they're doing theater. But I do think what I've learned in my 32 years going around the sun is that I do think being in a relationship, we keep doing this weird, like, blocking thing. It feels like a basketball. Who was made to do a basketball drill where you had to keep weaving? And that's, you had to keep weaving, and that's how I learned to braid hair. Because you had to be three at a time, and you would do, like, pass, and you would run. That's a powerful teaching tool for the famous art of braiding hair.
Thank you. I think...
Oh, my point is, my point is that I do think that kind of the experience of being in a relationship is like every 8 days being like, wait, would I be happier if I like just got in a car and drove away and and changed my name and like I never spoke to anyone from my life ever again? Right?
I'm on my fourth name now, though.
So I think what you're experiencing is normal. And I think it goes back to my amazing thing that got a cheer of, like, expectations being resentments pre-planned.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it again. You already heard it.
What do you guys think of the advice of take it one day at a time? Whoa. I thought that was as wise as planned resentments or whatever. I think you're obviously into her enough to be asking the big questions on the big stage. So keep enjoying it. Enjoy your life. Do you think that's good?
No, I think that's great advice.
Okay. Thank you for coming up. Give it up for Genevieve and Diego. Thank y'all both so much.
Thank you, guys.
Wow. We've learned a lot. We've learned a lot.
So much. Who's physically hot temperature-wise? Cool. Okay, some people are, okay. Some people aren't. Okay.
Who else is wearing like a taffeta holiday gown? Okay. 40 people just left the show, which I'm obsessed with.
Who else is wearing the... who is that? Do I know you? No. I don't know you.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
I would love...
Oh my God, SJP.
I have a story. You know that thing of when you have like a story about someone that like someone else told you?
Oh, I know it's a story.
Like, you know it would get a laugh to tell, but it's like not your story.
Yours.
So it feels hollow. I'm experiencing that.
It's not his story
to
tell.
No, I don't know, ever. Someone told me they were at a party with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh.
And Andy, and it's a person we both know, Andy Cohen was there, and they were like BFFs, and the person I know was like the least famous one there, so Sarah Jessica felt kind of...
And no offense to that person.
No offense to that person. But some of my closest friends are the least famous people at parties. And so, Sarah Jessica, she, I think, felt...
Friend of the pod.
I think she felt interesting for talking to this person who wasn't even that that famous. And so she was like just hounding, and kind of putting on this performance, right? This kind of normal person drag. And then she does this. Andy Cohen goes, Sarah, we're getting a car. And Sarah goes, let's just take the one train. It'll be quicker.
Whoa. That's a girl's girl. Le butin. That's how you say that. That's how you say that. I think we all know at this point, I did get a free Magnolia Bakery cupcake thanks to HBO Max because I walked by the HBO Max sign next to the Magnolia cupcake store. And this really sweet guy was like, do you want a free cupcake thanks to HBO Max? And I was like, yeah, I mean, they haven't ever employed me, which is cool and totally fine. But I was like, I'll take it. And I was like, my friend Pat wrote on one of your programs. And then it was...
Yes.
And it was... It was...
Thank you so much. There was, you know, and it was my pitch in the writer's room to be like, let's stand outside Magnolia's, let's give out cupcakes.
Oh, the best part of this all, to bring it full circle, is that it was not only for HBO Max, it was for like HBO Max Sex and the City. And so I was like, oh, like the new movie. And he's like, no, just the show. And I'm like, so you're just out here like reminding me of the show? And that's true.
That's so crazy.
It's because there's a scene that's filmed outside of Magnolia Bakery where Carrie and Ramantha, whatever. It's not even a good scene.
Yeah, I would believe that at some point they eat a cupcake in the show, but that doesn't mean in 2021.
Yeah, it was a streaming service reminding me of one of their programs. And I don't mind getting a free cupcake. Just once a week. It's not... I go there every week, and how are you guys? Me too. I keep being like, ooh, who is she? Should we do another?
Let's do I almost won last.
I almost won last. We got so many good ones. That's why it's so hard. Here's not to be so crazy, but was there someone who's like, if I don't get to ask mine, I'll die?
Does anyone have a?
Or you're like, no, you guys have actually been humiliating, and we don't want to go at all. I thought I saw someone I knew.
Everyone's like, we put it in a suggestion as a personal favor to you too. We don't want to go up. We don't like the show. We don't like you. We don't like your podcast.
You know, this. I feel like I remember this person having a good one. Lucia. Yes, give it up for Lucia as they make their way to the stage. I don't mind my face stretched this way. I think it's cute. Should I get that done? Should I go to a doctor and be like, I actually want this, all this procedure. Welcome to the program. Hug. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you. Your mask is gorgeous.
Your mask is gorgeous. Your dress is gorgeous.
You look incredible. Oh my God, red dress. Okay, wait. I was just thinking that. What she said was she goes, red dress.
That's how you know.
And this, yeah, this is why I believe in God. How are you?
I'm good. Oh. Okay. Sorry, I'm not Mike. Okay, I feel like I'm in like a high school.
Yeah, this is basically like, that.
Okay.
Sit down.
Oh,
First of all, sit down, girl.
Take your coat off. Stay a while.
First of all, sit down. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
My mouth has never like been drier.
Oh.
A lizard's paradise.
A lizard's paradise.
Her mouth.
A lizard would love your mouth.
You know what? Wait, can I really quickly? You know, my boyfriend said there. He knew this person who would always be like, "Hi."
Wait, a person would do that to your boyfriend?
Like they would just always like instead of being like, "Hey, what's up?" They'd be like, "Hi."
I know.
Do you know what I mean by that? And you're kind of like, "Okay."
I know those people. I know those people.
You know what I hate is when a friend is like, "I need to talk to you about something." It's like, just don't. Just cut me out. I don't need to be. You know. Okay, back to your cue.
Okay, so my question is, and this is like Happy Pride.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Are you LGBTQIA+?
I'm the B. I'm
cool.
The B.
She's the B. Give it up for the B.
If you're ever wondering who is that B in our group,
who's that B? It's Lucia.
It's me. Yeah. I'm just gonna say it.
Okay.
I'm like 95% sure I'm bisexual, mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, like I haven't really said that before.
Okay. Yes. Okay, this podcast is history.
And my question is fun because I think that like all of my boyfriend's friends listen to the podcast, which is fun. Shout out to them if they're listening. But basically, my boyfriend and I have been dating for 2.5 years.
Your
and,
boyfriend?
Like, what?
Your boyfriend and you have been dating for 2.5 years?
Yeah, my boyfriend
I'm
and I.
Sorry.
Not the friend.
My throat is so dry.
But basically, like, we, like, tried to be open for a little bit, yeah. And, like, we've been, like, on Field.
I know about that one.
Yeah.
That's the app.
Field is an app. That's an app to find group.
Yes, it is an app to find group. Okay.
Elevator pitch.
But now, isn't it, like, about more than that now?
What?
It's an app to find threesomes, right? But or now, like, it's about more than that.
It's kind of like that.
It's for group and kink.
Yes.
Okay.
We're on that, and it, like, it's fine, but it like seems like it's kind of hard to coordinate like more than two people, like just in a lot of ways.
Scheduling.
Yeah, and like exactly,
admin
it's just kind of like logistically like not easy, and I'm like taking so long to ask this. Okay, basically, it's like I want to open the relationship. I want to open the relationship, but like we tried that briefly, and I got like a little bit jealous.
Can't relate.
Yeah, right.
That so, actually like, now shows I'm, insecurity. Like, get off the stage.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know if it's like, should I just like try to do that again? Like, how
I have a question.
So you're like, is it worth it so I can explore my sexuality?
Yeah, I think in my little message I was like, I want to hook up with not a man for once.
Yeah,
in
for
large
once in your damn life.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you deserve that.
Yeah, you definitely deserve it. It was the way you were presenting the question. It was very much like I'm 95% sure. I don't know. Scheduling's so hard. I just don't have an opportunity to find out. The three of us are all here right now. Like, let's do it.
Yes. So I think we're all thinking one of our favorite questions. If you feel safe answering.
Yeah. How old do you think you are?
I'm 23.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the thing.
That's a classic age to be open.
That's what? You gotta try some stuff out.
These are the ages that actually are classic to be open.
Yeah.
23.
But I think then 27.
Actually, that was actually just a you thing. These are the tropey open ages. 23 and then actually 38.
Okay.
And then actually like 50-51.
Oh.
Yeah, those are the ages.
My parents are open.
If you're one of those three ages, consider being open. Wait, so, I have a question about your boyfriend.
What's your boyfriend's deal?
Like,
who is it? Another one of our favorite questions. Who's your boyfriend?
I literally like texted him. I was like, I hope it's okay that I asked a question. I didn't say your name, but
okay.
Okay, don't say his name, but
Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Classic boyfriend name. No. Is Jeff
queer?
Queer.
No.
So when you guys were on Field,
who groaned? Like,
let Jeff be straight.
Someone's like, "What the
let
fuck
Jeff
is this shit?
How can Honey, we expect straight people to accept us if we can't even accept Jeff?"
Where do they get off? I agree.
So when you were on Field, it was you're basically looking for a man, woman, woman. You're looking for another woman to come.
Or just, I don't, like, I mean, being like, 95% bisexual, probably, I'm, like, open to anything. I think he is leaning toward not a man.
Yes.
And specifically, probably a woman. Mm-hmm. But, like,
Two great options.
Yeah, I just, like, I don't know, like, we, like, our accounts are linked, but I guess what I'm wondering is, like, should I explore linked, but like I'm also looking on my own, kind of a thing.
Yes.
I think it's worth the uncomfortable feelings you're gonna experience because the alternative is obviously crazy. You stay with Jeff for the rest of your life and never fuck anyone else.
Well, I wanna preface this with like I love him and I would like to like stay with him.
Yes,
of
course.
I also don't wanna be the meme that's like, hey, like we saw you from across the bar. You know what I mean? Like that kind of
what is that? I'm old, so what?
Oh,
that?
it's like
there's a meme about the bar.
There's a meme about
the bar exam?
Wait, yeah, Pat used to love bars.
Yeah, I mean, I don't drink either, but the meme is basically like, it's like a straight couple being like, hey, we saw you from across the bar.
Approaching a single woman being like, we want to fuck you?
Yes. And then just like,
so would it be like POV, like it's like me and my girlfriend with Oreos? Is that the meme? Is that like how you would
apply
it?
I know what you're saying. It's like, oh, like, it's that meme, but like, I love Oreos?
Yeah, it's like double stuffed Oreos, and then it's like, We saw you from across the bar.
That's kind of funny.
Is that it?
I'm kind of like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, I was gonna play along, and then I was like, I feel safe here, so I'm gonna say that.
She doesn't get it.
The devil's definitely the okay. thing.
So it's like me and Pat, hard,
when you can't connect with a 23-year-old about understanding what a meme is.
We saw you across the bar.
Yes. Yes.
Is that good?
That's exactly the...
I think you should embrace... I think that you should... What is it? The Abbey?
I've just decided that memes can be so funny lately.
LA? Okay. I'm actually suggesting you go to an LA lesbian bar.
What lesbian
That's
bar?
That's my incredible knowledge of the lesbian community. I think you should go to the...
There need to be more lesbian bars. Well, obviously.
Is there anyone here who can recommend a good place to go meet ladies? Cubbyhole. I know someone who went there.
Next to my house.
I met some amazing people. I would go just hang out, dance, and, you know, maybe bring a queer friend who can kind of be like...
But yes, you should explore on your own, with groups.
Oh, you should do a Netflix show like Colton, and...
you should pull a Colton, but make it girl.
I'm going to do that and not Cubbyhole. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I feel like... Yeah, I think we're all in agreement.
Yeah. We all want you to explore.
Go out there.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
But I'm most...
Enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have an amazing night. You want a hug?
Girl, get in
here. Give it up for Lucia. Looking so adorable. Wow.
So in conclusion and summary, there's a meme about a bar.
Yeah.
No, you know what I couldn't stop thinking about that whole time, even though I was so engaged?
What?
Was in the beginning when she was like, my boyfriend has a lot of friends that listen to the pod, I was like, is it a guy who's friends with a lot of girls, a guy who's a lot of friends with a lot of gays, or a guy who has a lot of straight male friends who listen to her podcast?
Wait, I need to do some research. Are there any straight men here tonight? Okay. So with that sound, I'm going to sample that for my film if I need a pin drop sound. and clap again if you're single and straight. Okay. I'm trying to set up hot producer Allison with someone, is what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. We have a producer. I have to tell you, she's gorgeous.
Give it up for hot producer Allison. She's right over there. She's my cousin. I love that. So I'm always just kind of like, oh, is there anyone, you know, I can set her up?
I love having kind of an arsenal. The worst is when it's like, for me right now, my two straight male friends... who I've had for my whole 20s, and they were for a long time a huge source of self-esteem. It's like, yeah, like I will get brunch with two straight guys sometimes. I still bottom. So basically, they both got engaged, so now I have no one to be like, you have to date this person.
But I don't doubt what.
No, I kind of did too.
I was thinking about someone said they saw me in the West Village today, and I was like, hey.
No. Wait, you guys?
Did I look stressed? Yeah, I literally was. Yeah, I was meeting my friend's dog. I went to dance fitness class and I met my friend's dog. So thank you. Thank you for seeing me.
That's so interesting because I was the most worried you guys were mad at us.
Wait, no, I actually love them. Oh, I just dropped my...
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
How is everything going?
You know what I love? When I am walking down the street and I see a group of girls having brunch, I'm like, I love those girls. And it takes everything in me not to go sit down with them and get an Aperol spritz. I'm like, because I know we get along. I'm like, if they like brunch, I'm here. Like, I agree. I love girls. I love when girls have brunch.
I thought of a joke earlier in the show. And so I've been this whole time being like, should I share it? And I just, it's not formed, it's not anything yet. But when you were talking about your phone, and I was said it's the fifth lady of the show, kind of a famous sentiment
True.
In regards to the TV show that you've recently been reminded of, the Cupcake.
Thanks to HBO Max's Magnolia Cupcake partnership.
I thought to myself, now, you know, they're looking for a replacement for Samantha, and I was like, how about the city?
That's good.
Like, bump her up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's not bad.
Still working on it. Still really working on it.
I had a kind of a new joke I was thinking about as well, which is that...
this is an amazing section of the show.
This is the open mic portion where we try out some new shit. I feel like I just saw an actual ghost, but we'll get... Has anyone here seen a ghost? You know I love that.
Do you ever have this?
What did they say? What do they look like?
They were
How little?
Goals.
Are we talking about like a short?
I want to be a ghost.
Are we talking about a short person?
Like Rick Moranis?
A young child or like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids culture?
I was like, are we Rick Moranis?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, better kind of way to get to that. But
Thank
also
you.
Maybe not as accessible because some people might not know his name. Young child. A young child. Sad. Kind of like baby
hey,
shoes.
I don't think that's right.
What?
I don't think young children should be ghosts.
Was the ghost? Kevin, you started the conversation about ghosts, and now I'm trying to like pursue it. And
a dancer
dancing.
Dances.
Was the ghost old enough at least to talk? But was it? Did it feel like he should be old enough to talk? So he chose not to. Well, I'm assuming she chose not to. Huh.
Cool.
Anyway. I don't know how to... So then, since she didn't talk, there's unfortunately we can't give you any advice. You need to get her to talk next time.
I feel like I'm like, is there something...
We'll be able to help a little bit more. We just need more information. All we know is she's a girl who should be able to talk, but chose not to. So... There's not much we can say. I am having to explain to her.
Oh, sorry.
There's not much we can say to you at this point.
I'm having a thing where I'm like, I'm almost like, is this what you guys wanted from the show?
Oh yeah, me too. Of course.
Like, what should the show be like? Tips and tricks. Let me know if you have any tips and tricks. So do you feel hot today?
No, I don't. I need a haircut really bad. I keep planning this incredible excursion for myself where I'm going to go into Williamsburg.
You're all talk when it comes to this one. Because I know what you're going to say.
You know my plan.
You're all talk.
You know my plan. Going to Williamsburg, which is actually a town in Brooklyn, which is actually where Kenzie's text guy lives. And so I'm going to get my haircut at Persons of Interest, which my boyfriend doesn't think I should go to because he wants me to go to a French person named Ben, who I think actually isn't worth the money. And then after that, go to Williamsburg Cinemas and watch A Quiet Place 2 by myself for once on a gorgeous day. On a day it has, for me to really get hard, it needs to be a day where if I was a kid and I was watching TV, my mom would be like, can you go outside? It's a beautiful day. I'll always remember my mom. What is it with moms wanting me to go outside? It's like, we have to say it. She didn't want me to be gay. I'll always remember sitting, like, my mom was like, you have to go outside. I go outside, I'm sitting on a swing, like, kind of. It's like, is this what you want? Like, I hope you're getting what you need out of this.
I hope you're happy.
And I'm always remember, she goes, just fine, just go inside. You look miserable. And it's like, okay.
Here's what moms always want you to do. Moms always want you read a book, eat some nuts or some fruit. Like that's all they ever tell you. Read a book. If you're bored, read a book. Eat some nuts or some fruit. Wait, no one had my exact mom here. Weird. Oh, my brother's out of town. I forgot. My brother's out of town.
Should we do one last letter?
Is that crazy?
No, I think it's like voila.
Okay, one more. And also, I want to hear you. So I want to hear you scream. What?
So what happened is
ectoplasm.
No,
ectoplasm
I went to,
from the ghost.
In Rhode Island, I went to a Marshall's Home Good combination space. I went on I had a manic episode. I bought 19 shirts. They're all the kind of shirts that I got large just like to be safe. Like I'm trying to be kind to myself. I'm like, I'm just buying large and that's it. And they're all the kind of large where like they're like the width of like a small or medium, but they just go down to your knees. So I have like truly 18 shirts that like that are essentially like bandage dresses. Yeah, bandage dresses. And they all are the kind of fabric where they show every single drop of sweat you've ever sweated for your whole life. So that's what I'm working with.
So why don't you pick the name?
Yeah.
I'm giving you the options. Hold on.
Okay.
You know, I went to Target and I felt so safe.
Yeah.
I went to Target last week. I got a really expensive facial that made my skin worse.
What's
the point of that?
I have a problem where, like, I go into Home Goods, everything I see, I'm like, that's a beautiful piece. It's always like a glass ball. I'm like, I'm like, that's breathtaking.
Yeah.
It's always like a frog, like a stone frog. I'm like, oh my God, the artistry is actually insane.
What do you think?
oh, so this person, since I know a gay person whose name is this, mm-hmm. I'm drawn to it.
Oh.
Okay, you're it so lucky I know a gay person that has your same name, and maybe, just maybe, it's the gay person I know.
Let's hear it for 1, 2, 3,
Jackson!
Yes!
It's not my gay Jackson.
It's not the gay person my friend knows. It's not the gay person my friend knows, but it's still an amazing option.
Can you guys let Jackson through? Can you move the chairs?
Give it up for Jackson as they come to the stage.
So, this is a huge part of my...
Oh, so is that sweat?
This has actually been sweat, yeah.
Oh, so that...
That's why I'm kind of being like, is everyone really hot?
I didn't hear the whole story.
Everyone's like, no.
Jackson.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Jackson.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for coming. Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you for sharing.
I do have to be honest. I did see you also in the
Chelsea today. What was I doing?
Were you walking up 7th?
Yeah.
I saw you.
Ah! Wait,
I know.
No.
I was like in a Jeep with my friends, and we were like, "Oh my God,
in
that's
a Jeep
Catherine."
With your friends, Zoolander.
I know. It was like crazy.
you're in a Jeep on 7th Avenue?
Yeah. It was like kind
Wait,
of
was
vintage.
Was I wearing this?
Yeah, you
yeah,
were.
Yeah, that was me. That was me.
Is this Cynthia Raleigh?
You know what I had to do? It's Tanya Taylor. Shout out. I love them. Oh. They gave me this. But you know what I'm going to say to you, actually, is that I had to sprint up 7th Avenue because, and this is like, stand up if you can help me with this. My acid reflux is so crazy. I had to get Pepto before the show. And that's why I was going to Dwayne Reed.
What's going on? What was that?
Okay, you think I'm a weird freak with a stomach ulcer?
No, I like you're in my good graces because you knew Cubbyhole, so like you. Can,
I know.
So she can stay. But wait, what were you sharing?
Yeah, it was funny.
Oh, you know what's up? Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, and with love right back, really intense.
Wait,
and
so
with a lot of love right back. No. Anyways, I had acid reflux when you saw me.
Yeah.
It is a little better, and I have to admit.
It's kind of beautiful.
Yeah.
Like a human moment.
It makes me feel so alive.
I also have to be honest about the fact that I'm very drunk right now.
Oh, good. That's fun.
That's okay, because actually...
Jackson.
So this whole show, actually, we know you're drunk, because you're always drunk. And we put on this show because we want to share with you that we're concerned.
So everyone go around and kind of say...
Say why Jackson has hurt you.
When you sublet my apartment... And I came back. It was a wreck.
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
So, Jackson, your grand finale vibes.
Okay.
So, no crush.
Wait, Jackson, I have a couple more things I have to say. For one, as someone who lives in Bushwick, to hear someone be like, I was walking up 7th Avenue is from another world, lifetime. That's from 2019.
SJP.
Yeah, yeah. That's from SJP. Sorry. Yeah. And, okay, I thought that would be, like, you know when you think randomly something's going to be, like, a huge moment?
I know.
It's like,
remember my acid reflux thing?
Wait, what did you say?
Remember when I was talking about my acid reflux and everyone was like, whoa.
Well, you at least
everyone
got...
Everyone was, like, dialing 911, like, come quick.
Okay, anyways, Jackson, what is up, girl?
I guess I'm just chilling. I'm, like, mostly drinking, like, 95% of the time.
Okay, so the same... So you're actually just as drunk as Lucia is bi.
Bi.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Okay.
That is stunning.
Most important thing about my life is that I got a mustache during quarantine, cool. And like now I'm having this like mustache reveal with everyone who hasn't seen me without a mask. For
you know what I can tell you is that like I cannot imagine you without a mustache.
Yeah, thank you.
In a really good way.
You look like someone who would be cousins with. With my friend. You look like...
Stop.
My friend, Mike Kelton. Do you know Mike Kelton? You look like you could be his cousin.
I love your cousin. She
you
does amazing
like
work.
You look someone who'd be cousins with my friend's friend.
Well, because you look kind of like Mike Kelton's brother.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, it could happen to you. So, did you have a question or what's up?
Oh, yeah. So...
And not to be like, you know, but I am a corporate whore. I told you all up front. If I'm anything... You know, you know that phrase is kind of hard to say? It's like, I'm nothing if not blank. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing if not a corporate whore.
Yeah. You're saying it's hard to say because it's like the...
Well, it's like, is it anything? I'm not anything. I am something. I am something. I'm nothing if not. Okay, so we'll get, yeah.
Yeah.
Love your ring, love it.
Okay, oh, thank you.
Same ring.
According to my friends, I accidentally joined a throuple. My question is mostly like, did I join a throuple?
I'm just saying, you're so connected with Lucia. It's crazy. Yeah.
The stats don't lie.
That's not lying.
The numbers, I'm running the numbers.
So, okay, so you accidentally joined how?
Okay, so the scenario is it's like a friend of mine from college. that's like in the city interning, which is like kind of gross. But like they're in the city interning, and
why?
Like
what's,
now
a lot
we're
of cool
like
people have been interns.
Now we're like hooking up, I guess, sort of. And I also have hooked up with
I'll
the other person in their open relationship.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wait, does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So,
and say no more. We got it.
Okay. Like, is that a throuple? What is that?
I don't know if it's a throuple.
Throuple implies you're in one of those Brooklyn and Sheets ads where you're like under on the subway and you're like,
I hate when Brooklyn is like, let's reach out to the throuples.
Brooklyn.
For me, a throuple is like if you would potentially like walk down the street all three holding hands.
For me, a throuple is like we're all going upstate together.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
One of my favorite runners. Not one of my favorite runners, but a woman who qualified for the kind of the story of the 08 Olympic trials.
Someone is ultimately talking so loud, we have to talk about it.
Wait. Oh, who is that?
Well, they obviously stopped.
They don't care how throuples intersect with my running passion.
And I want to be clear, like, if people talk during a show, I literally don't care. I just want to know what they're talking about because I hate feeling left out. You know
my number
I mean?
One thing, my number one thing is, like, be on your phones. I don't care. I'm not gonna take it away.
That's real.
I'm not gonna read it to the class. Okay, anyways. So you've hooked up with them both separately while they were both in this open relationship.
Yeah, so they were both in this open relationship. Okay, so he's like.
How, and no offense,
like,
how old are you?
I don't know. I like makes me feel insane. I'm like 23. I'm like not. I'm young, but I'm not like not an adult,
don't,
I guess.
Yeah.
But like he's like still in college, which feels like pedophilia. I like yes. I like don't like it's, that he's still in college. That grosses me out.
Wait, how old are they?
22.
Okay.
It's definitely so not taking pedophilia. Their time.
I guess I'm really nervous. Like, are you? Okay,
so
cool.
So we've consulted, yeah, some scientists.
Yeah, I think 23, 22 is absolutely okay.
I think the age gap is bridgeable.
In fact, I think when I hear about one person who's 22 and one person who's 23, I'm like, you're perfect for each other.
Yeah.
So, wait, so you went to college with both of them?
So the other one, the one that's not in New York right now, is like a PhD student who's like 30 or something. Like, they have a bigger age gap.
So,
so you're worried you're the pedophile for hooking up with a 30-year-old?
Stop.
I'm sorry. Wait, am I being weird? Okay. Anyways, what? So that's kind of hot. The other guy being 30.
Yeah, I guess.
He's
so
38?
It can be really hot to be 30.
Okay,
wait,
but like
is he 38?
The one that I'm hooking up with is very hot, like very hot.
And but you
like,
hooked up with the 30.
Can I have a question? I have a question.
At a bar once, a long like a year and a half ago.
So yeah, you're not in a throuple if you haven't hooked up with him in a year and a half, right?
I don't know. That's why I'm here.
Okay, everyone acted like I was crazy.
I have a question, Jackson. Wait, how old is the older guy in the couple?
Like 30.
Oh, 30 flat.
I don't know, like 30-ish.
30-ish, okay. In my head, I was thinking he was old, and then I was like, that's truly 2 years younger than me. And then I thought, I wrote in my mind that he was 38, and I was like, that's a...
Yeah, one of the open relationships.
But he's like a hard 30, like he looks 30. You know what I mean?
What? And just,
I would encourage you to
be careful.
And
just so we all have a context of that and a kind of a rubric, what kind of 32 am I?
No, you're young. You're like a 27.
I'm 27, okay.
And what about Kitty Cat Cappuccino?
14.
14 American years old.
Wait, so can you tell me how you hooked up with a 30-year-old? Because that's kind of hot. He's PhD.
PhD.
When you guys were doing like two, I didn't hear really.
Yeah, now you understand why I haven't heard you the whole show.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, so I think you're not in a throuple with them, but I think you potentially could be if you want to.
There's throuple potential.
Do you want to be in a throuple with them?
I don't think so. Do
it
you
seems
want,
like you hate the 30-year-old.
I like the 30-year-old better.
I like don't like him that much, to be honest.
Do you like the 22?
Yeah.
Do you like or do you just lust?
No, no, no. It's like it's so strange. I've never been in this position before. I like he's hot. I like hooking up with him and he's like a dear friend of mine. But like I don't love him and I don't think I'd ever love him. Does that make sense?
You're like, and I don't think he's worthy of love, and I don't think he will find that in this life. No, that makes total sense. I think there's yeah, it's like a classic thing of like, yeah, there's hot people we don't love. That's okay.
Yeah.
It is confusing.
There's hot
when
people
you see
we
a hot
don't
person,
love.
But
there's
I wanna,
hot people we don't love.
But I want to validate that experience. When there's a hot person and you're like, I don't feel in love with them, it feels like you're crazy.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, actually, I'm not in love with
them. I've actually, some of the hottest people I've ever known have actually been really not in love with them.
Yeah. Who's someone?
Some, it's actually, it's one of those things that's like, do you know what I'm trying to say when I say this? It's like.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Like,
oh, yeah.
It's like if you tip, it's like there's a. You're trying to make up to me of what you did. Okay,
no, so, I like you the best of everyone. Just kidding.
Okay. So I think you're going to have an amazing summer.
Thank you.
And just don't forget to write.
Thank you.
And stay true, and thanks for being in a Jeep with your
friend.
Wait,
but I think shoot your shot. Now, I almost
think... keep hooking up with your friend. Okay. That's the plan, right?
I feel so bad. I'm like totally really blocking hot. You guys.
Yeah, keep doing it.
Wait, I almost think that now, out of nowhere, I would have been hit by a
I feel like
bolt.
We're Cirque du Soleil with these.
Our movements this whole time have been really crazy and, like, not cool. My thing now is I all of a sudden ship you in the 21. 22?
21.
22. I ship you in the 22. And I think that, like, this weird... Like, to explain to us that you're not in love with him is, like... Okay, you are.
Yeah.
No.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Please no.
And that's why you everyone's here with me, hate the 30-year-old one.
Yeah.
So I think
30-year-old people are inherently invaluable. Oh wait, you know the thing about invaluable is that it actually means like really valuable.
Yes.
Oh, my subconscious looking out for me. Okay, someone is fully having like a prayer meeting back there, which I celebrate. I just listened to this amazing podcast about how Weight Watchers is so bad, and I loved it. I love that podcast. You know the podcast I'm talking about? Maintenance Phase, so good.
It's okay, really,
that's not wow. Okay, sorry to talk about another podcast at a podcast event. Everyone's
all
mad.
Right. Jackson, do you feel like we've helped you in a meaningful way?
Yes, I feel like maybe I'm not in a throuple, which I think is like actually ultimately what I needed to hear.
Yes, yeah,
were
not
you worried
in a
about it? Or were you loving it?
Yeah.
Jackson was loving it. Give it up for Jackson. You're going to have an amazing summer.
Thank you.
I just consulted the stars and you're going to have an amazing summer.
Thank you, Jackson.
Give it up for Jackson, everyone. And please give it up for all of our amazing letters for help. It really... You guys are truly so cool and funny and sweet to do this. And what I want to say, do you have a crush of the week before we go?
Oh, my God. Matthew McConaughey and True Detective.
Mine's the tits and True Detective. And
the tits and True Detective.
And are you...
We already did Are You Hot, like, really
randomly. No, I literally was... Okay, you were furious at me tonight. It's really crazy. I was going to ask actually another one of our famous segments... Oh my God, rubric. Yeah. I was going to ask you if you're mad at me.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, that was the second.
I know, I'm feeling stressed now because now it's like the, like, you know, you can't, like, end at the show.
Yeah, it's when things end.
I'm feeling kind of that, but.
I wish the things just started. I don't want things to end. Take a picture. He's letting me do my thing.
Yeah.
He's like letting my girl shine.
It's like when we were talking about when me and you were chatting about the ghost, the young ghost.
So we're doing. We have our closing number.
Oh yes, but I don't remember it. Do you?
I will gonna find out.
Okay.
So I'm not mad at you either, if you're wondering. And somehow, where is my girl? Oh, she's over here.
Oh.
And if the DJ could play that track, we're gonna do our closing number now. Thank you so much for coming.
Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment.